gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tiffany Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with the special treat, and I can tell you that firsthand, because I've got three kitties, and they're all rescues, and they all love Vitacraft, because it's a healthy five-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that they go crazy for. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can find it in your pet stores. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog, they will love them. They're as good for their health as they are for their taste. And you can enter the word pets in the promo box to get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. By the way, don't forget you can listen on Facebook Live and watch us on there at Talkin' Pets Radio. Go to the website, talkinpets.com, and click on Listen Live. Hit #250 on your smartphone, or you can go to Alexa and say CRN for TuneIn. Plus many, many other ways, like Spotify and all. This is Talkin' Pets.
Dirty secrets that I keep. Does he know it's killing me? He knows it, does he know? Another's hands have touched my skin. I won't tell him where I've been. He knows.
Tearing me apart, she's slipping away. Am I just hanging on to all the words she used to say? The picture's on her phone, she's not coming home.
Coming home.
I know what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other. I know what you did last summer. Tell me where you've been.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, and that's a song from, of course, I Know What You Did Last Summer. One of the movies that are out there now. How you doing, Jilly?
I'm doing fantastic.
Have you seen any movies lately? I know you got to drive like 20 hours to get to a theater in your part of the country.
Well, I have to come off the mountain and go to Bristol, Tennessee, where there's a beautiful theater, or Johnson City. So about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, give or take, depends on traffic. But I haven't, because we've been so busy, because Jackie and I finally got her new shop back open, and we are a huge success.
Awesome.
And we're just slamming with business. Our heads are spinning.
And that was because of the hurricane last year, right?
Well, and because she and her husband bought their own building. They were tired of renting a specific building in the little tiny town of Elk Park that was falling apart, and the owners would do nothing about it. And it would rain, and our things would get wet, and we'd run around with buckets. It was, you know, and she has really beautiful clothes from Italy, so it's kind of, it wasn't a good situation, let's put it that way. So they found
that's my bucket
building.
List. Not the beautiful clothes, but Italy.
Yeah, me too.
Something I can't afford, but before I die, or maybe I'll just die and go there in spirit. Who knows?
But, I mean, it's been great. They're doing a big article on us in the Avery Journal coming up. They just interviewed us the other day because we took it was a church to begin with, but it's a manufactured like metal building, and then it was a pool hall, then it's set decrepit, but when we had to gut it because it was just horrible inside, and we put everything new outside, new electrical, new plumbing, you know, et cetera, new lighting, but everything inside is reclaimed.
We went out, took
apart barns and old houses and then used all the materials inside the building, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I'll send you a copy of the article.
You've been a busy little beaver, but you didn't get to see any movies. But if everybody else out there is going to a movie this weekend, you may want to check out these top five films.
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all tacked. Always make it to my seat, move time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movie.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, the top five movies as of last week. No real big surprises here, but Superman opened up at number one, $194 million in 1 week. That is a great take. I am going to be paying attention to, as a critic, as a movie critic, and watching to see if those numbers dramatically fall. Because some of the critics loved it. I thought it was mediocre. I didn't hate it, but I thought it was mediocre. I thought some of the best scenes in it, where some people didn't like, but I thought it was pretty cool, was the dog, Crypto. I thought Crypto was amazing. And, you know, some of it was CGI, of course, special effects and everything else, but just absolutely great. The bad part about that movie, though, is a lot of people are trying to breed that dog. And that happened with 101 Dalmatians and many movies after, where a certain breed of dog became popular, and then all the breeders started breeding it. And that's what's happening with Superman. So that's a negative on that aspect, because there's a lot of dogs in shelters that need a good home. So the breeders don't need to be breeding this dog because of Superman. But the movie is okay. You know. Again, some people loved it, some people hated it. I was in the middle. I didn't like the Justice League. I thought they were silly, in too stupid of a way. But other than that, you know.
So out of five stars, what would you give it?
Well, I rank it from one to four paws.
Okay.
I go by the dog's paws. Right. And I think I gave it 1.5 or 2.
Okay.
I think I gave it a 2.
Okay.
That's
so
bad, because I really wanted to go see it. Now I'll just wait for it to stream.
Right?
I heard it's going to be out like in December on streaming, so it's not a long wait. But the one that you should go see, and I thought was phenomenal, was Jurassic World Rebirth.
I've heard that.
They really, really gave life, basically, to the franchise. You know, so it made $259 million in 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And the word of mouth didn't necessarily kill this movie. People are going out to see it because there's a lot different in it than the other ones. And it has different characters, which was a big plus. So definitely go see it.
Recommend seeing it in the movie theater?
Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. And of course, animals are all around. Dinosaurs, right. Of course. So you're not going to be seeing a film without animals in it. They may be big and gruesome or horrific, but they are animals. Mm-hmm. F1, the movie with Brad Pitt, great movie. $147 million in 3 weeks. I became a fan of race car driving now because of that movie. How to Train Your Dragon, also another great movie. $247 million in 5 weeks.
Live action, right?
Yeah. And the other one that kind of failed for Disney and all was Elio, and it only made $68 million in 4 weeks.
I saw that.
The animated film. Did you like it?
I was kind of bored with it, to tell you honestly.
It was dark.
Yeah.
But I did get to screen one film, and then Kayla from the show screened The Smurfs, which she really liked, and Camden, her little one, loved it as well.
Sure.
I got to screen I Know What You Did Last Summer, and I loved it. And that's another franchise that they now brought life back to.
Scary?
It was good, yeah. I mean, my friend April was with me.
Me
she
too.
Jumped out of her chair probably 10 times
oh,
during
really?
The movie.
Wow, okay. That's
so they did a good job. So you can read my reviews at TalkinPets.com, or you can check them out on Facebook, so at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets, and these are the Smurfs.
Ooh, I hate Smurfs. I'll get you. I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
release of the new Superman movie featuring the character Krypto has significantly increased interest in dog adoption, particularly for breeds like Schnauzers and rescue dogs. Google searches for Adopt a Dog Near Me surged by 513%, and Rescue Dog Adoptions Near Me increased by 163%. The character Krypto, inspired by director James Gunn's own rescue dog, has resonated with audiences, leading to a notable rise in the adoption inquiries and applications. 513% increase in Adopt a Dog Near Me searches. This indicates a widespread interest in adopting dogs following the movie's release. 163% increase in Rescue Dog Adoptions Near Me suggests a heightened awareness of an interest in adopting rescue dogs. 299% increase in Adopt a Schnauzer searches. Krypto's resemblance to a Schnauzer mix has sparked interest in this specific breed. 31% increase in Adopt a Puppy means even general searches for puppies saw a noticeable increase, indicating a broader impact on adoption interests, and the emotional appeal of Krypto's bond with Superman in the film is believed to be a key factor in driving these increased adoption rates. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I do admit, I am a Krypto fan. I did like the movie Superman with the dog in it. But the movie itself...
You said he was the best part, right?
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. But then again, I could be a little biased because, you know, I'm an animal guy.
Well, and see, I've heard different things from your reviews. I've heard that Superman was... A lot of people really liked it, and I've heard that a lot of people didn't like the new Jurassic Park. And
yeah.
I want to see both of them.
Right,
either way, if I go to the theater or if I stream it, I'm going to watch them both because I'm a big fan of both movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm usually very soft on movies. I tend to agree on that. That, you know, I like all kinds of films. But for Superman, I was talking to one of the other critics the other night, and I asked him, his name is Chip, and I asked Chip, I said, so what do you think of Superman? He goes, I loved it. I was like, really? And my friend David came into town from New Jersey, and he went with me, and he wanted to leave. And I was like, that was one movie I paid for, because usually I review films, and I paid to go see Superman. And I was like, I am not leaving this theater after I paid for it. And I didn't want to leave anyway. It wasn't that bad in my mind. Like I said, I thought it was mediocre, middle of the line. But I like some of the other ones better with... what was his name, Mike? Cavelli or Cavell, the Superman before this one?
Yeah, that's who I was...
He was good. I thought he was good. And, of course, you can't beat Christopher Reeves. Yeah, he's all time. So, you know, but movies, they take us out of reality for a while, and they help us to relax and get into some other kind of fantasy or whatever when we're watching it.
Yeah, it was Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Yeah. I liked him. He was good. This guy is, like, not bad. He's got to grow on me, though. But I didn't like his outfit in this one.
David Korn sweat, right?
Yeah.
Something? Okay.
I liked it. I don't know. I just didn't like... I don't know. He didn't lose me, but he didn't win me. So,
okay.
But, you know, go see it for yourself. Everybody has different opinions and different likes. I can only tell you what I thought was this and that. But, by the way...
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this animal sound, we are going to send out to you of your choice, and if you've won something in the last 90 days, pick something else that you haven't won. You could go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks, and the Purr Sticks are like treats that are like a stick. You break them off and give them to your kitties, but I recommend going with licking lap. Just saying. There's also Good Pets Foods. They have these are basically supplement treats for your dogs, and you get a 3-sample daily probiotic, a hip and joint plus, and a daily multivitamin. You can go with that. You can go with a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's actually a music CD written by Gino, and it's all about reptiles, hence the In Cold Blood. Or you can go with a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. You can take it with you anywhere, clip it on your belt, or fold it up and stick it in your pocket. You can go with a Dog Mom bracelet from Kayla's Creations. And this is with silly beads and all. It's a bracelet that women can wear, and you can put your keys on it as well, however you want to do it. I have a bracelet also on elephants, trunks up, meaning a good thing. Mm-hmm. So you could go with that too. And Michael over there has a harness for a small dog, say like a Chihuahua or maybe a Pomeranian, something of that type. So those are what you could go with if you win by identifying this animal sound. That is the sound. Believe it or not, this creature makes that sound. But if you were paying attention when Jilly was talking about the friend of hers that has a shop in Tennessee, I called Jilly a certain name. And if you were paying attention to that name, and it was an animal name, if you were paying attention, then you know the answer. So call. And I will say that the young of this creature are called kits, or a kitten, or a pup, called different ways. And their scientific name is Castor. So what creature is this? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Call Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us, and you can win a prize and answer the question. So have some fun with this. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. So, Jilly, we were talking about crypto, and before you even read the story, and that, you know, the dog is going to be overbred. And I could see why. The dog was amazing. And not only that, but it was a cool-looking dog. And so people are going to breed it like nuts because people are going to look for that dog. In that story that you read, there was a good percentage, though, that people went to shelters and adopted dogs, which is good.
That was nice, yeah.
Yes,
but
correct.
I just hope that they're not give-backs or throwaways like when COVID hit and everybody adopted from the shelters. And then when COVID was all better, everybody gave the dogs, not everybody, but a majority of the people gave the dogs back, which that's not what animals are.
I know. And I mean, the worst ever was with, you know, 101 Dalmatians, because they are not the easiest breed to train and own and everything. And then
100%.
They did Air Bud, and, you know, the retrievers went out of control. And it just, I haven't seen the movie yet, so I haven't seen the picture of Crypto. I don't even know if it's a purebred Schnauzer, but, you know, there are
three sizes. It's adorable.
There's three sizes of Schnauzer.
Right.
And
this is the larger one.
You have got to be, you know, a really hands-on owner if you are going to own a giant Schnauzer, because they are not easy either.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. 818-818-6401. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A juvenile Ceratosaurus skeleton estimated to be around 150 million years old shattered pre-sale estimates on Wednesday when a six-way bidding war ended with the final sale price of $30.5 million. The specimen, measuring 6 feet 3 inches tall and 10 feet 8 inches long, is only the fourth known Ceratosaurus skeleton. This is the only known juvenile. According to Sotheby's, which auctioned the specimen as part of its natural history sale, the 139 fossils were first unearthed at Bone Cabin Quarry in Wyoming in 1996 and have been exhibited unmounted at the Museum of Ancient Life in Utah. The Ceratosaurus is described as a swift and agile predator, likely similar to its distant cousin, the T-Rex, although much smaller and separated by about 100 million years. The juvenile Ceratosaurus is a marvel of prehistoric preservation, an extraordinary specimen that bridges scientific rarity and natural beauty. Among the finest dinosaur fossils to ever been offered at auction, this unique specimen underscores Sotheby's ongoing commitment to presenting the most important and precious treasures from our planet's deep past. Prior to the auction, the Ceratosaurus was mounted for the first time in history on a public view. It is now the third highest price for a dinosaur sold at auction. Not long after, the largest piece of Mars on Earth sold for $5.3 million, which set a new record for the most valuable meteorite sold at auction. A 54-pound specimen sparkled a 15-minute bidding battle between online and phone bidders before the final hammer fell. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jillian Sidlow.
Nose. He roams the land, striking fear in his foes. He had a bony crest and teeth so sharp. This predator dinosaur left his mark.
Simon, California, was booked into jail in January after a sickening discovery was made at her property. According to the San Juan County Sheriff's Office, an animal cruelty investigation involving Jan Johnson revealed a horrific situation that is almost incomprehensible. Officials who visited Johnson's property discovered a literal graveyard of horses who had been starved to death, some still wearing blankets and others with their legs bound in hobbles. A total of 53 horses, one cow, and one dog were found dead on Johnson's property. Another 9 horses and one donkey were in such dismal condition that they had to be humanely euthanized because there was no hope of bringing them back from the brink of death. Surviving horses, in various states of neglect, were rescued and taken to Oakdale Equine Rescue for care. This is not Jane Johnson's first run-in with the law. In 2006, she was arrested on suspicion of financial elder abuse on 42 felony charges and 5 misdemeanors. In August of 2024, animal service officers went to Johnson's property to investigate a report of animal neglect, and Johnson made threats to harm them. In early January 2024, an illegal cockfighting operation was found on one of her properties. Officers discovered 30 dead roosters and 65 that were alive. Jan Johnson is a serial criminal. She has shown her true self, someone unafraid of breaking the law, someone able to and willing to take advantage of the elderly, someone who is cold-hearted enough to watch dozens of horses stand in a field and slowly starve to death. Jan Johnson was arrested and booked in San Juan County Jail for the following charges: cruelty to animal, threatening a police official, criminal threats, and possession of a short-barrel shotgun. If you are disgusted by this horrific case, please add your name to the petition. Animal Victory will be fighting to put Jan Johnson behind bars for as long as possible. Visit the website at www.animalvictory.org. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Michael Hamburg.
Song Pretty Little Baby has gone like viral with TikTok users and stuff, and I gotta ask you, Jilly, do you know who sang that song, Pretty Little Baby?
I don't off the top of my head, but I wanted to say maybe it was like, was it Clooney?
Nope.
Not Rosemary Clooney?
Nope.
Then
Connie Francis.
Know. Oh, get out. Okay.
Yep. Connie Francis. And there's another one. Michael, what's the other one? There's a couple other ones she sang. There was this one. Where the Boys Are, yeah.
Stupid Cupid. Who's Sorry Now?
Yeah, the Stupid Cupid's a cute one, too.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly.
So I got to tell you, when my dad was alive, my dad came home from a trip one day, and I don't know if she was singing at one of the military functions or whatever, Connie Francis, which she probably was because she did that a lot. But my dad came home, and I remember he was like all about this autographed picture he had of Connie Francis.
Oh, boy.
So he must have met her when he was serving in the Army. So I thought that was kind of fascinating. And her music is back. Old music's coming back,
that.
Which is cool.
That's good stuff.
Old music was the best music. Nowadays, you never know what you're going to hear.
I know.
But that animal sound is still out there. So if you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call. How could you not know that animal sound?
I know.
So basically, they grow to be about 24 to 71 pounds. They live in a colony, mm-hmm. or otherwise known as a family. Mm-hmm. Their cousin is the muskrat.
Mm.
So what creature are we talking about? That sounds like... kind of sounds like a donkey. But,
sounds like a baby.
Yeah. But these guys you'll find on land and in water. So what is it? 818-818-6401. That's the number to call us. 818-818-6401. And we do have Chicken Soup for the Soul books as well. We have a dog book and a cat book if you want to go to get a book. But we do have the cat treats and the dog treats and everything else. So play the game with us and give us a call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401.
All right, ladies, let's play ball.
Gentlemen as well, pick up the phone, 818-818-6401, if you know what creature that is. I think it's kind of easy. But with all the other clues that I give you, Plus, I called Julie that. Do you remember what I called you in the beginning of the show?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Do you?
You call me so many terrible things.
Right.
You know. It wasn't terrible. But it was an animal, and it had to do with how busy you were.
I know.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. You know, my heart grows cold when I see people walking their dogs in mid-part of the day, and they don't have any booties on them or any kind of socks or anything.
Yeah.
And then you know how hot that pavement's got to be when the feel-like temperature is in the hundreds.
Yep.
Do you think people just don't realize the fact that dogs, the bottom of dogs' feet, their pads, they will crack and they will bleed and they will hurt just like if you were walking around barefoot?
Well, and when you see the dog dancing, it's not comfortable. Stop, you know. Only walk them on grass. I mean, the dog doesn't have to be walked in the middle of the afternoon anyway. I mean, most people work an eight-hour day, but if you work from home, you walk them in the morning, and then when it gets hot, you know, play with them in a grassy area if you want to take them outside, but don't take them for walks. It's just cruel, and that's ignorance.
One day right in front of my house, this woman's walking down with her dog on a lead, thank God, and so she had him leashed. But then all of a sudden, the dog just stopped and kept pulling her into the grass. And she could not get the dog out of the grass. And I said to her, well, she's like screaming at the dog. And I said, listen, I said, it's like 95 degrees out. You're walking the dog with no booties or anything on the sidewalk. It's too hot for the dog's feet. That's why he's pulling you into the grass. And, you know, she walked him through the grass all the way the rest of the way up the street in people's yards. And the dog walked fine.
Right.
It just did not want to walk on that sidewalk, so I don't blame it. I just want to take the shoes off people and say, now you walk a mile.
Some people should be conscious of that. Just like it's nice that she continued to do that after you told her, at least.
Yeah, it's just way too hot out there. But we're going to go out to, I think this might be the Professor John in Idaho. Am I right?
You are correct.
Sounds good. So do you know what this is, John? I know you know what that is.
Well, sure, because I listened to the show earlier. You called that girl a busy beaver.
There you go. Da-dum-dum-dum. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Professor's paying attention.
Busy beaver. So what do you want to go with, John?
I heard Gino Sasani was on, and he had a new album out. Do you have that?
I don't have the new one yet. He will get it to me as soon as he can. I've got the one of the old ones, In Cold Blood, which is about reptiles. It's a music CD that he's written.
Pretty good. It's a pretty good album if anybody's looking for it. Well, just go ahead and pass it forward then, pal.
I will pass it forward. You don't want to go with the bracelet or anything?
I was thinking the little dog booties for my cat, but no, I don't need anything, John.
Thanks, all right. Well, we will pay it forward, and that's a cool thing. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's John out there in Idaho, and so we are paying it forward. You don't even have to come on air. Sydney will let me know who you are, so if you want to call and pick something out that I mentioned and you haven't won it before in the last 90 days, call, and compliments of John in Idaho, it is yours. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401, and the animal sound was a beaver. I love John. He's a regular listener to the program out there in Idaho. He actually doesn't live far from the murders of those four college kids in Idaho, which was horrific. Mm-hmm. And again, like Michael said it earlier in the show, see something, say something. Mm-hmm. Whether it's animal abuse or people abuse, whatever it may be, please, make a stance and do something about it. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
818-818-6401. Somebody call and you can win John's prize. That's Professor John. 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John,
me.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lab. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Out of Jones, Oklahoma, an Oklahoma farmer was killed on the evening of July 11th by two water buffaloes he had recently purchased at an auction. According to the Jones Police Department, officers responded to an emergency call at a farm on Henney Road and encountered an aggressive water buffalo who did not allow them to access the victim. According to a news release from the police, one of the animals was immediately put down in order to allow officers to reach the victim. First responders found the victim, identified as Bradley McMichael, with deep lacerations that proved to be fatal. The second water buffalo was put down after becoming increasingly agitated and posing a threat to the responders. The authorities said that McMichael had purchased both animals at a livestock auction the day before his death. It is surmised that he became trapped in the enclosure before being attacked. Jennifer Green, McMichael's girlfriend, tells the news he was at the auction Thursday night and he loved to be there. He was in good spirits. The best mood I've seen him in quite a while. Cattle farming was McMichael's passion, Green said. He loved his livestock, and as tragic as this, as he died doing something that he loved. Reporting, I'm John Patch.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Laddie, the part of the show where Laddie comes out and sings a silly song. So without further ado, Silly Songs with Laddie.
The Water Buffalo Song. Everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is slow. Oh, where'd we get them? I don't know. But everybody's got a water buffalo. Ooh. I took my buffalo to the store. Got his head stuck in the door. Spilled some lima beans on the floor. Oh, everybody's got a...
Stop right this instant. What do you think you're doing? You can't say everyone's got a water buffalo and everyone does not. A water buffalo. We're going to get nasty letters saying, where's my water buffalo? Why don't I have a water buffalo? And are you prepared to deal with that? I don't think so. Just stop being so silly.
Julie, do you have a water buffalo up in Tennessee?
No.
Everybody has one.
Apparently you don't want to get trapped with one.
Yeah. I mean, we have everything else under the sun. Lots of elk and deer and bear and coyotes and foxes, oh my.
So you have Xerxes is your Rottweiler that you have. How old
yes.
is your dog?
He's going to be 9 on August 5th.
So let me ask you, at that age, which is geriatric, would you recommend getting another dog into your family at that time? Or would you wait until that passing comes, which we all know eventually we all end up there?
Normally, I would always bring another dog in because I cannot be without a four-legged animal. It's not going to work. I will have a nervous breakdown. But because I've had animals my whole life, and I have not been without a dog in my whole life. I'm not getting one right now because he is very particular about who he gets along with. And he's really turned into the most amazing dog now that he is a singleton, and it's just me and him. You would not know he was 9. He does not have a white hair on him, no white beard, nothing. He is a perfect specimen of a German Rottweiler. Mm-hmm. He is strong. He is virile. He is, you know, he's loving and wonderful, and he's also, you know, protects me like there's no tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I feel very safe with him. But I am lining up my future female Rottweiler. And if I find her, you know, in the next year or so, I'll have them, you know, that it's, if it's applicable and I can have him meet her and they get along, that's fine. But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to push it and bring another dog in where I don't have time to be here for them because I don't know what his reaction is going to be when mommy's not home.
And that's the thing.
My
is
dogs,
that
yeah. Yeah, they own this house.
Right, so. And people need to be aware of the fact of their surroundings, and who better than the pet parent to know. You know, you got to kind of go with your gut, too. I mean, do you think the timing's right? Do you know your pet's behaviors, and
correct.
It doesn't necessarily mean every pet's going to get along with another one. And that was like me with the stray cats. I thought about bringing, you know, Shorty in, and then I would have four cats, which I never thought I would have three, but, you know, I have three now. But they have their own little ecosystem, you might say, their little circle of life, and they all get along. We don't have any accidents or anything like that, so... And bringing a male cat, they're all females, which I like female cats. Bringing a male in could have, like, upset the, you know.
Right.
The balance, yeah.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I could never bring another male in. And I think I've said this many times before. I'm done with males. With four-legged males, not two-legged males. Four-legged males. because it's just too much work. And at this point in my life, I'm, you know, semi-retired. I'm starting to travel. I'll always be Roddy girl for as long as I live. So I'll bring in another female. And then I've already contacted somebody that I work with very closely at Westminster, too, for my Frenchie. So
let me ask you, too.
Bringing in a Frenchie, too.
When you have your Rottweiler, because you live in Tennessee and you live in a wooded area, you don't like, do you let your dog go out on its own? Or are you always with the dog?
I'm always with him.
The reason why I ask that is because for people that are listening to us right now, say in Montana or in the wilderness or the farmland country and stuff, if you let your dogs out by themselves, you're kind of opening up Pandora's box for trouble, right?
They get into mischief no matter how controlled they are, no matter how well trained they are. If you leave a dog to its own abilities to do whatever, they're going to get in trouble. Trust me, they're dogs. And he's off leash. I mean, we take an hour hike in the morning and an hour hike at night, and he's wonderful, and he's right by my side. And he says anything I ask of him, he does immediately. He looks at me, he takes direction, and he does it. Now, I have a cottage cabin on the side of a mountain, and I have a fenced-in yard, and the weather's so gorgeous that I will leave the door open, and he can go out and down into the yard, but it is fenced in. And only when I'm home. I would never leave the door open for him if I wasn't home. No.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense because of the fact, you know, I don't let my cats go outside. I don't think cats need to go outside. But the thing is, though, if people live on farms, there's farm cats, which are outside. And the reason why they're out there is to control the rat and mouse population.
Correct.
So a lot of farmers will do that. They'll get cats and they'll keep them outside where, you know, there are fox and, you know, what depending on where you live, mountain lions and so on and so forth. But
we've got those too.
Yeah, so you got to be careful. But, you know, with your dogs and stuff, I would recommend not letting them go out on their own because, like you said, they are dogs and they will get into trouble. Spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Bye. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.